everyone, it's Emma here, and let me explain a bit what is written on the screen. There is also a link in the description below to this image if anyone is interested to download. So all the articulations are placed in order from the most smooth to the most detached ones, from the left to the right. Now in the middle you can see there are words connected, detached, so apparently this is how you play articulations. And below, those mysterious words portamento, portamento and speed, portamento and weight. This is how you intonate articulations, how you would internally sing while playing. Now, about this common confusion whether portamento is the same as portata or not. Okay, so let me explain a little bit. The Oxford Dictionary of Music defines portamento as portata. Though, if you know just a bit about vocal singing, you would know that portamento is simply a supported glissando, a slide. So, let's say you have this. This is slide. Now, supported glissando, or how they call it, carrying the voice, supported the slide, would be. In other words, I call it resistance. So as you follow me, you probably know I always refer it to as a resistance and now intonation. And since every main group of instruments, strings, winds, I believe piano, is just an advanced imitation of our natural voice and singing, portamento becomes just a default sensation of resistance while we intonating and playing. And since we know that every articulation is a variant of intonation, portamento becomes also a part of each articulation. In every articulation, the first part of the distance is sung with portamento, or resistance as I call it, and that resistance prepares finger muscles in the palm to play the next note with great quality while letting your hand just rest on the keyboard, playing effortlessly. So hope that clarifies the difference between, actually not even the difference, what is portamento. Now let me show exactly how all of this works in every articulation. I know the first one is legatissimo, but let's start with legato. So legato, marked with a slur or not marked at all, it's a simple portamento in internal singing when we sing with resistance and glissando. So in every example here, you and of course me, we need to sing both notes to the right. So if we're gonna sing, hopefully you already know what it means to sing to the right. So when I sing with legato, sing this way. And when I play, of course, play it connected. And when I play, I sing internally the same way. So this is our legato. Now legatissimo, usually marked with legatissimo word in the score, is an enhanced portamento in internal singing. So again, we're gonna sing the same way, but make even more resistance. Now, when I'm gonna play it, this common overlapping of fingers and legatissimo will be achieved naturally. This is what I mean. You see, like, I'm not letting go right away. Stick a little bit. So it will be achieved naturally. It's just a reflection of this gradual portamento in your intonation. So let me show you how it looks like when I sing and play. When one note gradually pours into another one. Now when I sing internally. So this is your legatissimo. The next one is two notes slur, marked with a short two note slur. It's portamento singing as a short motif, where more prominent interval is towards the first note in a slur. And it sounds complicated. So basically, we're gonna treat it as a short motif where we're gonna come to the first note. So the interval towards the first note is more important. And to feel the sensation, I suggest to add the third note before the slur. So we will have kind of two intervals in the motif. So let's say we have two intervals, yes, in the motif. So we have one motif here, and let's do another motif there. So instead of, I'm gonna sing, and instead of this, I'm gonna sing, and I'm gonna make the first interval more prominent. So it sounds this way. This feeling, come back to just two notes in your singing. You see, now you get it, hopefully. And play. If it's still hard for you, you can still kind of sing in your mind, you know, the first note, but just play two notes. So this is your two notes slur. Now portato, or sometimes I believe it's called portando, marked with dots and the slur, dashes and the slur, or dots and dashes. It's portamento singing with more weight from the second half of the distance. So first half with a good portamento, and then suddenly you need to drop with weight. And about weight, if you don't know how to sing with weight, there is description under this video. Go check below. There is a video about weight. So I would sing this way. I'll show you with hands. I think it's very clear when I do this movement with my hand. Okay, wait. You're gonna play notes connected or slightly detached. So either connected, which is more common, or with a little bit gap. Now, in my video about wrist technique, I think I showed it a month ago, I showed what is a good movement of for this kind of articulations. And you can use it in portato, in tenuta, in accents. Basically, when you go sideways, I hope I'm saying it correctly, sideways, up, and then down. So. So that helps a lot. Because that will help to the weight energy reach the instrument. Okay, the next one is detaché, or I call it articulated legato, or people call it mezzo staccato, or briosa, or toccata. So it's all about the same thing, guys. Usually it's not marked in the score. Sometimes con brio tour might be used as well as toccata. And usually this kind of thing used in the Baroque or early classical period, or maybe contemporary music as well. So it's basically portamento singing with moderate speed, starting from the second half of the distance. So, not too much, but just a little speed up. And when you play, you're gonna play it connected. So it goes like this. You see, it's sometimes called articulated legato because it's smooth, yet it brings a crispy touch and tone to your playing. So, this is your détaché. Now, despite all the similarity of the words détaché and detached, détaché doesn't mean to play detached, guys. Détaché word comes from the string instruments term, and that doesn't mean detached, but rather playing one note on a single stroke. So that would be if I would be a violinist, I would play. They don't play detached. They still can connect, but because of the making one note on a stroke, the stroke gives a little attack. So, and this stroke is our little speed in our intonation. The next one is leggero. Leggero marked with leggero word is portamento singing with more speed from the second half of the distance. So we're gonna have like moderate speed, regular speed, and like extreme speed. So this is like a regular speed, and you would sing this way. And when you play connected. So this is different with staccato, because in staccato it was play detached. So this one, and it gives you a sensation that you kind of play on the very top of the key, and that's how leggero. Actually, I love this articulation. So when I intonate it internally and play, leggero. Non legato, marked with non legato word, or not marked at all usually, and it's usually used in, again, Baroque or early classical period. It's portamento singing with moderate speed from the second half of the distance. But you're gonna play detached here. So the marked with dashes is portamento singing with more weight from the second half of the distance. So it's almost like portato, except you're not playing connected, but you are playing detached. And again, use the same wrist technique as I showed you before. So that's your tenuta. Staccato world. So staccato marked with dots is portamento singing with more speed from the second half of the distance. Basically more speed, I mean the regular speed. But this part of we play this connected in leggero, here we're gonna play detached. Now, as you know, different styles and composers require sometimes different types of staccato. You can vary the softness or the sharpness of staccato by changing the speed in intonation. So less speed would produce less staccato, so staccato would be softer. More speed, sharper. And also keep in mind, this is like for nerds, that the duration of staccato note depends on the duration of the note itself. And well, basically staccato of 16th note is a bit shorter than staccato of a quarter note, I think it's obvious. Alright, the next one is staccatissimo, marked with little pikes, and it's portamento singing with extreme speed from the second half of the distance. Okay. Have to be really, really fast. And it's played detached. So you see this speeding up in my vocal cords give the impulse just enough to make great staccatissima, still keep my hand absolutely at rest. Now the accent, marked with horizontal wedge, or you know, it's the same as sfarzando, I believe, which is marked with different variants of abbreviations, as we know. So it's portamento singing with weight and speed from the second half of the distance. It's played detached, again with good free wrist motion. So so if you do it quite enough, eventually you will reach the point where you just start barking, and that's what we exactly need. The sensation in the vocal cords is our accent. So when we play, again, I don't hold any tension in my wrist after I play the accent, and I know that 99% of students do, so I share it with you here. Staccato forzato, not really common, but yet worth to speak about. Marked with horizontal wedge and a dot, it's portamento singing with weight and speed from the second half of the distance, but you have to play detached and short. So the accents, basically we're gonna intonate it the same way as accent, but in accent we just play detached. But in staccato forzato we're gonna play it short. So this kind of thing. Marcato, which is marked with vertical wedges, is portamento singing with weight and extreme speed from the second half of the distance. You have to play detached and short. So we're gonna use the same speed as we used in staccatissima, but we're gonna add the weight to make out of staccatissima marcato accent. And again, when we're gonna play, we're gonna play as staccato forzato, detached and short. So that's how we sing. And that's how we play. And lastly, about decoding confusing slurs in the early classical period and how to interpret the Baroque period articulations. So the slurs that we see in Haydn or Mozart music are not about articulations, neither about phrasing. It's just an indication for a bow change with string instruments. Just so you know. And if you use your text for Bach music, you won't find any slurs articulation there at all. So be free to create whatever you want using legato, two-note slurs, détaché, articulated legato, or non-legato touches. And again, just to give you a little hint here, you can play notes that are next to each other with articulated legato, let's say. Or connecting two of them with a two-note slur and the rest play with staccato. Or just leaving out the last two notes with staccato. Something like this. And the rest, like big intervals that are bigger than seconds or thirds, you can play with non-legato. So let's say you have this melody. Wait, okay. Okay, so this is the melody. That's what you could do. Two notes slower, staccato, non-legato. But basically, principle is the notes that are next to each other, staccato, or non-legato all, or using two note slur, and the notes that are far away from each other, you play almost always on legato. And that's about it. Hope that was helpful, and see you in my next video. Bye-bye.